This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every move you make, every breath you take, New World Order is going to be watching you. We're jamming a few final calls here before our special guest host takes over on this live Tuesday broadcast. Robert, California, thanks for holding it on the air.
Yes, I've been a fan for 10 years. I'm a first-time caller. I think Elon's comments about you are ridiculous. I can't believe how he could say something like that when you've been a defender of children, an advocate against pedophiles. And then he's going to go up there and say all those things and with passion, too, like my baby died. And, you know, that's why we have to hate Alex Jones. I mean, it's absurd. I remember.
And now his ex-wife says he made it up. The baby didn't die in his arms.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember that. I remember when the Thai divers were trying to rescue the kids and they got in his way or something. And he said they were pedophiles. And it seems like a pattern to me. Like once somebody gets in his way, he accuses them of being pedophiles. And I don't know, or herders of children is what he's trying to say you are. And to me, I see a pattern, you know, and I don't know what's happened to him before, but I think it's really unfair the way he's treating you. And
well, I appreciate you standing up for me. At the end of the day, I'm not worried about that. I just want to know who he's really working for. I like a lot of what he's doing. We're going to have to watch the long game here, brother. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Let's go to Heath in FEMA Region 4. Thanks for holding.
Hey, man. How you been?
All right, brother. Go ahead.
Good. Hey, I appreciate you making a commercial out of that last call. But listen, you know, I don't know how you do it, man. Say what you want about Alex Jones, but you are acting like a gentleman in this war that we're in and conducting yourself like one. I mean, say it like Elon Musk. You said everything that there needed to be said with your, you know, Anakin Skywalker rant. You know, I mean, mic drop. What else do you want to say?
Well, I don't want to look at, I'm not perfect either. I'm trying to be good. I make mistakes. I'm trying to hope he really does want to be good. But I can't be naive about it that, you know, it.
Anything else is just, you know, tiptoeing around the issue. If you look at his company, SpaceX and Boring Company and everything else, once you're aware of things like Project High Jump or Paperclip or Admiral Byrd or, you know, any like this, the tunnel in Geneva or wherever, it's all obvious and anything else is just not true.
I agree. Once you know who the cult is, you realize how crazy they are and they're in control. Hey, thank you so much. John in Nebraska, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, 6 months ago I was in Reno in a YMCA locker room and just chatting with a young man, and he mentioned he worked for Tesla. And I said, golly, have you ever met Elon? He said, oh, I work for him, knows him well. I said, well, is he the real deal? And he said, no. He said he's an evil guy. He fired employees at a whim for no reason. People could not trust him. Totally unpredictable. Just a bad guy. And that, yeah, and it was so coincidental I'd run into him. I mean, you know, and I don't think he had any reason to lie.
Well, he certainly got the backing of the most powerful money people on Earth. So I think at the end of the day, that's the answer about Elon. And he's sent out there to try to fool us and act like he's our friend. I mean, I think that's really what's going on.
I think he also may have mentioned he just ran roughshod over the females, but that may have been something else I picked up in the, you know, who knows where, because I wasn't taking notes, but just the overall drift. And the guy was really sharp, really a sharp young man. And so I just don't think he had any reason to mislead me.
I hear you. Wish I could talk to you all day, John. Sorry to Lisa. Sorry to Shane. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Save their name and number if they want to do that. We'll call these callers back, get them back on air. We got a special guest host from Australia coming up on the other side. Owen Schroyer in 55 minutes. The War Room, 3 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show. Ladies and gentlemen, we always run the biggest deals of the year starting in mid-November through Christmas. But this year is hands down the biggest sale we've ever offered. Not just up to 60% off with promo code 1776, but on top of it, double Patriot points. And what makes this the most special sale ever, every order will get a free gift, no matter how small or how big. And it's all randomly selected by the shopping cart computer. So you might order a sticker pack for $5. You might order the blowout t-shirt sale for $4.95 and then get something worth $50, $60, $70, $80, $100. So again, some of the gifts are sticker packs. Some of them are Alex Jones Halloween masks. Some of them are books, films, InfoWars flags, American flags. There are hundreds of different items. It's all random. InfoWarsStore.com. Every order gets a free gift. Free gifts with every order at InfoWarsStore.com.
Show on this Tuesday, 29th of November broadcast. I'm your guest host, Maria Z from ZMedia.com. That's ZEEEmedia.com with three E's, just in case, because people always use two. It's good to be with you all today. We are absolutely, I mean, the entire world is watching in shock and horror at the absolute atrocities happening to the Chinese people right now. You would have caught yesterday, Alex was covering a lot of what was happening. You know, the burning buildings, people being locked inside their homes, the doors being tied with wire, barricaded in, and then fires happening in these buildings. They're being burned alive. Children are being burned alive. You've got people starving and dying due to lack of availability of life-saving medications. And then you get Klaus Schwab, this absolute clown, coming out and telling everyone that the whole world needs to be like China. But we're not going to impose that. We don't recommend to impose that. Well, you may say that, Schwab, but when you're talking about the fact that you've penetrated all of the cabinets and praising your pet Trudeau, giving him a nice pat on the head for being such a good little slave, and listening to absolutely everything that you say, of course, you're not imposing it openly, but every single one of your minions is. You know, in Australia, we had a senator, Senator Alex Antic. He's been on with Alex before, talking about the fact that he tried to get Australian politicians to disclose their ties to the World Economic Forum, and they refused. They actually stopped his motion. So if your associations with the World Economic Forum are nothing to be ashamed of, or if you're not associated with them, why would you try and stop a motion like that? Well, it's because Klaus Schwab and anyone associated with the World Economic Forum endorses people burning alive in buildings. They endorse extreme human rights abuses. The fact that Klaus Schwab is saying this is the perfect model for us, we all need to be more like this, he's literally telling the world, we want to burn you alive inside of buildings. We want to restrict everything that you do. And yes, there is a huge uprising in China at the moment, and it's wonderful to see. But I wanted to ask the team to play some footage from Twitter. There's a clip that was uploaded by this really great account that's exposing a lot of what's happening in China. And this one is actually from March, and it shows epidemic control staff wearing futuristic-looking helmets that actually monitor people on the street and monitor their temperature. And what the Chinese government is doing, and Dr. Li Mingyan came on with me quite some time ago warning about the traffic light system, warning about when your QR code goes red. What they're doing now is if your QR code goes red, which the government can issue if you are disobeying them, it's got absolutely nothing to do with your health. It is literally thinking for yourself, disagreeing with the CCP. If your QR code goes red, You're off to quarantine camp, buddy. And let's not even call it quarantine camp. These are concentration camps used to punish citizens. Here's the video now. If you can scroll down on that, team. This is unbelievable. So these helmets are actually monitoring the citizens, monitoring their body temperature in the crowds. It's got an 8-hour battery, this device. And it monitors their temperature from up to 5 meters away. They're infrared cameras. Take a look at this. And this is the kind of police state that Schwab and every single person aligned with him wants to implement all over the world. This is unbelievable. But again, what they're trying to bring in really has nothing to do with your health, because what's happening now in China is that citizens that are speaking out and trying to raise awareness on social media, the government is issuing them with a red QR code. Likewise, the people that are protesting are being issued with a red QR code. And that means that you essentially are locked out of society. Your bank accounts can be locked with that. There was, I saw recently these people begging to be let back into society after they were banned on WeChat. A lot of people in China use WeChat for everything that they need to do. And this is what they do. They lock you out of society. And once you're issued with a red code, you can't participate in the economy until you've gone and served time in a quarantine camp at your expense. So they're constructing all these camps. There's more and more of them constantly popping up. And what is happening at the moment in China is truly an experiment to see how far they can push an incredibly oppressed people that are very used to being controlled, tracked, traced, and all of the above by their government, because this is what they want to do to you. When you watch the scenes out of China, you're watching their desired future for you, and this applies to every country. It's not, exclusive to just China, because even Fauci said in a recent deposition that what they're seeing in China, this was his inspiration for the lockdowns. China was Fauci's inspiration. You're inspired by watching people being abused. You're inspired by watching people dying due to lack of medical care in camps, conditions that we haven't seen since World War II. This is inspiring to you, Fauci? These people are sick, demented, evil human beings, and they need to be called out for what they are. And the problem that we have is we look at these people. We look at people like Fauci and we say, yeah, you kill puppies and you're more than happy to see human beings being killed as well. And you're especially evil. But what we really need to recognize is that the rest of the politicians who have been penetrated by Schwab are equally evil. They have the equal desire to see people suffer that maniacs like Schwab and Fauci do, because you have to be a maniac to align yourself with these people. No one in their right mind, no decent human being would see this and say, wow, that's inspiring. Look at this. How inspiring to see people being abused like this. We should do it everywhere. Who says that? There's another Twitter thread that I sent through to the team about these stormtroopers. This is from November the 29th in Guangzhou City. I hope I didn't butcher the pronunciation of that. Facing off Chinese protesters last night. And, it reminds me of scenes out of Melbourne when our very own police turned against us. And there are questions as to whether they were Australian police or not, or whether they were foreign. It seems like they were a foreign hired security company. No one's really 100% sure of this, but this reminds me of Melbourne. This reminds me of all of these people. And if you saw those scenes out of Melbourne, it was absolutely heartbreaking, because you had peaceful, innocent people kneeling in front of the police who were armed against their own citizens. And, Daniel Andrews has just been re-elected. Daniel Andrews, who declared himself the dictator of Victoria, very much loves the CCP. loves to see this kind of thing. And when you go back to the scenes that the whole world saw coming out of Australia and Melbourne and see that really when they tell you that they are inspired by China, they're not joking. These people want to turn the entire world into a prison camp. But if they don't do it to you outright like this, there's some scenes out of Australia right there. This is what our people endured, and we want to keep bringing that up because we forget very easily. People forget what they went through, and I suppose they don't only forget. Remembering this every day of your life is not ideal. No one really wants to think about this all the time, but it's very, very important that we do remember these things and remember the people in our countries who suffered for the sake of doing what's right at the hands of power-hungry people thinking that they're serving some sort of a greater cause. Never, ever forget what they did to us, because next time it'll be worse. We'll continue right on the other side of this break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You know, the reason why the globalists made us, I don't hate the Chinese, but made the world really dislike the Chinese people, some even hate them, is because they didn't want outrage to happen when they knew that they were going to be doing this to them. Because this is the greatest social experiment that we have seen to date of the most gross civil rights abuses. And this is why I'm so passionate about this, because I know that if they successfully do this to millions of people in China, they'll successfully do it to you and me. Every single human being that is suffering under the hands of these maniacs is suffering together. And so I just want to ask everyone that's listening to really pray for the people of China, because what's happening right now, and, you know, yesterday the CCP deployed a whole host of Twitter bots to fill Twitter with sexually explicit content to try and cover up what's actually happening in China. They don't want this news out there, and Chinese citizens are contacting agencies like the Epoch Times, news agencies, and saying, thank you so much. Every bit of awareness that you're raising is helping us. And so we really want to remember the Chinese people right now. I mean, just look at what they're going through. It's unbelievable. But right now, this is just in, Canadian Freedom Convoy. The Chinese are taking some inspiration from the previous Freedom Convoy. They're actually blockading roads, honking nonstop, and this is wonderful to see them pushing back in whatever way they can. I mean, really, this is their last fight. When you look at how far they've come and how they continue to lock people out of society, they can turn their codes red remotely. They don't even have to be in their presence, of course. I mean, it's via your phone. But look at this. Look, this is disgusting. These are groups of people bashing unarmed citizens. And this is what societies turn into when you give people that don't normally have positions of authority, when you give them responsibility and they feel like they're somehow doing something good for society, this is what happens to them. It's what happened in Nazi Germany, and it is what is going to happen if this continues. I've been talking a lot about Australian legislation that's been introduced, and it's important for the whole world to understand and keep an eye out, because they will do the same to your country. Here in Australia, they've written into legislation that authorized COVID officers can come into your home without a warrant, break into your home, take your property, take you to a quarantine facility where you'll be forcefully injected. This is real legislation that exists in Australia, and it applies pretty much to every single state. So when you see scenes like the one that we just saw in China, when you see scenes like that, and you hear Schwab saying, China's an inspiration, and you see that they're writing things into legislation that allow for authorized officers, like those officers that we just saw in that last clip, grabbing a citizen and beating them because they're on a power trip over something that doesn't even exist, isn't even killing people. And when I say doesn't exist, I mean to the extent that they're talking about, and we're not even sure really what it is. All we know is it's a bioweapon. Look at this extreme abuse of power. This is what happens when you give power to people that don't normally have it. And this is the same thing that's been written into legislation in Australia, so that regular people who are brainwashed with the propaganda. I just watched a poll yesterday about almost 50% of Americans during the heat of all the lockdowns and everything were wishing that unvaccinated people would be punished. Almost 30% thought that Unvaccinated parents should have their children taken away from them. If they manage to create that sort of rage again in people, and you don't think it's hard, they did it once. It won't be exactly the same. It'll be a new tactic, but the tactic of public health threat works best. They figured that out. So you don't think that authorized officers who were just frothing at the mouth last time to see the unvaccinated punished wouldn't behave exactly like that? They are writing this into law for a reason, and when they tell you we want to be just like China, they're not kidding. They're not kidding. So when the Chinese right now are fighting for their very lives, it's not only their lives that they're fighting for, it's actually for ours too. This is such a huge stand that these people are taking. Watching these scenes out of Australia, this is Australian footage from last year. It's unbelievable, and you can see the parallel. And I'm not saying that what we went through is worse than what others went through necessarily, but you have to admit that watching police turn on innocent people armed, shooting at them with rubber bullets, that is something that we have not seen in the West. It really is like scenes out of China. And, you know, I'll never forget the police officer that was in charge that day said something to the effect of, "Let's get them, boys." He saw the people as, I don't know, game to be played with. He saw the people as targets. And it's not very hard. And in the last segment, Alex and his guests were talking about the division in society. It's not very hard to create that hatred with a false threat, because people lose their ability to think clearly when they think they're in danger. It's not very hard for them to create something like that again. Who knows if they deploy different waves next time, 5G waves reacting with whatever's been injected into people. We just don't know. We don't know what that's going to do to people. And that's just the reality of it. Some people may think that's too far. Go and watch my latest video with Dr. David Nixon. It's up on Band.Video, and tell me if you think it's too far. Tell me if you think that footage of robot arms assembling under the microscope in the Pfizer vials is too far to imagine that 5G would be able to affect people's behavior. So what we saw last time when they weren't all injected, God help us, God only knows what they'll achieve next time. And we have to be prepared for that, because it's not only the authorities that will turn on the people. As you can see, these authorized officers are turning on the Chinese people. They're not necessarily police. They've just been given a suit, and now they are exercising their power. And the globalists understand human psychology. They really do. And they understand how to tap into the part of the mind that seeks to control other people. They understand how to sell that to others, because they spend every day doing that themselves. So we must not underestimate these people and what they're capable of. And when they tell us they want the world to be like China, we better take them seriously, because everything that they tell us in advance, and they mean it. And as you've seen, everything that they've said, they go ahead and they do. When they war game things, eventually we see those things happening. Event 201? Oh, COVID. Cyber polygon? Oh, global shutdown. Can't access anything without a digital vaccine, they say. And we know that they're launching the global health pass, and we know that the WHO is meeting next month. Again, all these meetings happening in secret about this global health pass, so that they can do this to you, switch you to red, force you into quarantine, and so much more. On the other side of this break, we're going to talk about the Balenciaga scandal, and I want to explain how this all ties in together. I'll see you in just a moment.
I've got some good news and bad news. InfoWars is running the biggest sale of 2022 right now on our amazing products. Your chance to empower your body, your health, your immune system, and more. Incubus on the air, a win-win. The bad news is a bunch of our best-selling products have already sold out, and because of supply chain breakdowns, it'll be months and months until these great products come back in. X3 sold out. Our great American coffee blend has sold out. BioTrue Selenium has sold out. But what hasn't sold out is DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Whole Food Multivitamin, Brain Force Ultra, Super Male Vitality, and so much more. So, you've only got a few weeks to get these products at the lowest price you're ever going to find them. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. Don't do all your Christmas shopping in a month like a fool. Do it now. Get it all over with. Get a great deal. And keep InfoWars on the air while empowering your body. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Like this one, if we didn't have InfoWars, if we didn't have independent media, we would not be aware of everything that's happening in the world. There is not a peep in the mainstream media about the atrocities that are happening in China, and there hasn't been a peep in the mainstream media about what is happening or what happened with Balenciaga. And the reason for that is because the same people that are aiming to control the world through complete and utter destruction that they want for you and your family, to starve you, to deny you basic things like water. They're telling us to reduce our water consumption, drink less water, use less heating, oh, put an extra jumper on. Eat the bugs, eat crickets, while we gather at a climate conference that we arrived in 400 jets in and ate meat. But you, peasant, you're going to eat crickets. And the media doesn't say a thing. The media parades them around like, oh, look at all these leaders at the climate conference. And in the next breath, they'll tell you that you need to reduce your water consumption. They just don't care. It is so blatant, so in your face right now. And this is exactly what happened with Balenciaga. I've sent the team a whole heap of photos that I want to go through because I did a little bit of digging. And I want to give credit to this Twitter account, Curious Light. A lot of people are doing fantastic work out there, but they're not necessarily very well known. So if you're one of those people, just know that there are people that have a platform that are grateful for the work that you do that helps us get the truth out there. It's, you know, you may not be on at the front of a screen, but you are a silent hero, perhaps. And every single person that is standing for freedom truly is a hero, and I mean that wholeheartedly. But you've got photo one. I mean, most people have seen this. It is absolutely disgraceful and shocking. A child with a teddy bear, bondage. You know, I can't even begin to explain everything that's wrong with this photo. You've got dog collars. You know, I can't understand how the photographer in photo two, he's said, oh, he's been lynched over the bondage themed campaign for featuring children. And the Spanish fashion house is responsible for the images, not him. Buddy, you took the photos. You sat there and said, yeah, okay, I'm going to take these photos of a child with bondage featured. It's everyone playing the blame game now. You were all fine as it was happening. None of you stopped and said, hang on a minute, this is a little bit too far. Okay, maybe you didn't see the court documents about the case where we wanted to allow for child pornography. Maybe you didn't see the books in the background that support pedophilia and rituals with children and God knows what. Maybe you didn't see that, but you did see the bondage bear. So I don't buy this nonsense of, oh, you know, someone else is responsible. He's made a statement anyway in picture three. And he's saying, oh, you know, following the hundreds of hate mails and messages that I received, I feel compelled to make this statement. I'm not in a position to comment on Balenciaga's choices, but I must stress that I was not entitled in whatsoever manner to either choose the products nor the models nor the combination of the same. You can say no. You know, this reminds me of all of the leaders, public health officials, and these insane criminals that push the injections. If they at any point come out and say, oh, we didn't know, which is likely, you know, when more truth comes out that they'll do that. Oh, we didn't know. Yes, you did. You can't tell me as a photographer that you're sitting there, oh, I had no choice. Yeah, you did. You pressed the button. You see a child there in front of you with bondage and I didn't have a choice. You could have said, guys, this is wrong. I don't care about my paycheck. I can't do this. And it's the same thing with all the murderous doctors that are administering the death shots. Oh, I didn't have a choice. Yes, you damn well did. Every single person had a choice. And all of these authorized COVID officers that go and beat people up on the street, I didn't have a choice. The government told me to. Bollocks. Every single person has a choice to do what is right. And don't tell me that you didn't know what's wrong and right. We all have a conscience. These people are sick. They make me sick. But the photographer, Lotta Volkova, the designer, she's one of the main stylists in Balenciaga since 2014, has a relationship with an accused pedophile, and she's also done work with Adidas and many other brands. And in photo, I just want to go through some of the photos on this woman's Instagram account. If you go to photo five team, and we'll start there and we'll just go through them. This is, you know, it's very disturbing stuff. And when you think about a brand choosing to partner with someone like this, you might say, oh, well, that's artistic, or, you know, we really want to push the boundaries. But let's keep going. In photo six, you've got Sex Witch. I mean, you start to get a picture of what this person's really about when you keep going through the photos. In photo 7, she's got all these very young males or male-looking people. In photo 8 as well, photo 8, is it looks like a young boy dressed as a girl or a young girl that is made to look boyish. She's really got an obsession with children. Photo 9 is very similar, very boyish-looking person dressed as a girl, and this is the whole transgender aim to really remove your gender, to remove your God-given identity. This is what these people are about, and I will explain why, but I really want people to get a good picture of this stylist. In photo 10, this is absolutely sickening. She's got this photo of this, I mean, it is so creepy. It's like, I don't know if it's a child or a doll or meant to look like both, this lifeless child that looks like it's struggling but has a smile on its face. It's really, really sick stuff. In photo 11, a young little boy with heels on. Don't tell me you don't know who you're associating with when you go and take photos with this stylist who is obsessed with displaying little children in a sexualized fashion on their Instagram. Photo 12 is up on the screen now. This is all from this woman's Instagram page, this Lotta Volkova. She's also done work with Adidas, and as you can see in photo 13 here, obsessed with bondage. That's very, very clear here, you know. Really, just look at the dehumanization of people. And it's, of course, under the guise of art. Everything's done under the guise of something else. Oh, human rights, art, you know, expression. There's no expression here. This is dehumanization. You saw that video, probably, of that young woman walking a man down the street with a dog collar and humiliating him. And this is what it is. It's about humiliating people. It's about dehumanizing them. It's about changing gender roles, elevating women above men. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work to elevate women above men. Number one, because neither of us are better than one another. But number two, because they know that the destabilization of the family unit, trying to challenge the man's role in the household, and they have successfully done so, emasculating men for generations, making them too afraid to lead the house. They know that that is what leads to a weaker generation, both men and women. They know that traditional family values are what is required for a healthy society, so they will do everything that they can to destroy them. I have a few more images to go through on the other side of this break, and then I'm going to tie this all together and explain to you why every single one of these things matters and how they're related. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who supports the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars, Owen Troy, all the amazing presenters on this broadcast. And I encourage everyone who hasn't supported InfoWars yet, go head to InfoWarsStore.com and have a look at some of their products. These people are independently funded, and that means that they're never influenced by Big Pharma or any external organizations when they bring you the truth, and that is so powerful. I want to talk a little bit more on this Lotta Volkova, the Balenciaga stylist. And I want to get the team to bring up a really disturbing video, and I'm warning people in advance, it is disturbing, but I'm sure that it's nothing that the audience can't handle. The Balenciaga red bag video, if we can get that video up right now. And it's just astounding
in your bag.
To me.
In my bag, like stuff or
something. Like,
should we do what's in your bag?
Yeah, can we do what's in the bag, please?
Should I hold it for you and you can take things out?
Excuse me.
Yeah. Look at that. Blood in the bag.
It's like a green stuff, right? Like, then when she's gonna pee, I don't know. Then when she's boring, she's boring.
How you use it.
Yeah,
the red bag with a baby that he's carrying and thing items inside covered in blood. This is what Balenciaga stands for, I guess. If you go to photo 14, the team can bring that one up. This Lotta Volkova posted this disturbing image with the hashtag Moloch. For those who don't know, that's an ancient pagan god that they sacrifice children to. And in photo 15, she's written, devil worshippers perform gruesome rituals in the forest. Just matter of fact. Well, we know. We know, Lotta. We actually know. But here you are telling us. In photo 16, the devil made her do it. Very, very disturbing images on this woman's Instagram. And it is very, very clear to us who these people are serving. You don't do stuff like this and just put it out there blatantly in people's faces. Oh, people, devil worshippers doing rituals in the forest. And all of these statements that this person is making are not a coincidence. But it doesn't stop at Balenciaga. Photo 18, if the team can bring that up. Gucci's creative director, Alessandro Michele's IG page, and these disgusting photos that are on the page, photo 18, 19, and 20, if the team can just go through that, you know, nude babies, men with nude babies. That's Gucci as well, guys. It's not only Balenciaga. Every single one of these people is involved. If you just go to photo 21, this is something that a very sharp individual spotted in the Balenciaga photo shoot. Baal, B-double-A-L. And this is exactly what this entire thing is about. This is what civil rights abuses are about. This is what human rights abuses are about. This is what abusing children is about. It all goes back to this cult that is running the shots behind the scenes. And now they're just doing this blatantly in your faces, probably because their lord told them that they need to do put these things into the photo shoot. They're directed in certain things that they need to do out in the open, because if you've noticed over time, where you used to get symbolism in one music video or some symbolism in a movie or an album cover and everyone used to go, oh, my goodness, look at this. It's everywhere now. You look at the big rappers, big stars, and I'll talk about Kim Kardashian in a moment as well, even though I really don't want to, because this person contributes absolutely nothing productive to society. As none of them do. You look at all of them and their stuff is littered with symbolism. And there's a reason for that. It is because they serve one purpose, which is to promote Satan. It's very simple. You look at Kim Kardashian's pathetic response on photo 22, if the team can bring that up from her story. I've been quiet for the past few days, not because I haven't been disgusted and outraged by the recent Balenciaga campaigns, but because I wanted an opportunity to speak to them, rah, rah, rah. She's been shaken by the disturbing images, apparently, and the safety of children must be held with the highest regard. Then she appreciates their removal of the campaigns and apology, and in speaking with them, she believes they understand the seriousness of the issue and will take the necessary measures for this to never happen again. And then Kim will go on dressing like this. Oh, I believe they've taken it seriously. Yet you also dress in a way that promotes dehumanization. You also promote and will continue to promote their products. You will. This is the most pathetic response. And I only bring this person up because she has such an impact on so many young women in society, because people have bought the lie that these globalists have sold them about what the world really is about. You know, the one thing that I'm grateful for over the past 2 years, because I always look for things to be grateful for, is that so much has been exposed that was wrong with the world. And where people are being pushed to pick a side. Will you pick the side of good? Will you pick the side of evil? Are you going to pick the side, if the team can bring up photo 17, I'm sure many people have seen this depiction of children being sacrificed to Moloch or Baal. Are you going to pick this side? Or are you going to pick the side that works to defend children? Defend liberty. Defend what's good and right. I mean, the fact that people even think that this isn't really happening, when things like this come out from Balenciaga and we see the blatant symbolism, not even symbolism now, just, which it's just in your face. It kind of tells you, no, it actually is happening. They've been doing child sacrifice for thousands of years. What makes us think they've stopped now? What, because we're civilized? Well, we're so civilized. We're so civilized that we're locking people up in buildings and not letting them out when they're burning, because COVID it's better for them to die burning than potentially catch the sniffles. That's how civilized we are. We're so civilized that we're going to shoot at our own people. We're so civilized that we're going to take people that have done nothing other than speak their minds to quarantine camps. And who is behind all of this? Who is driving that type of behavior? Well, you just saw on your screen, you saw the Tower of Babel there, I think. And that is exactly the system that we're heading into now. It's a system of Babylon. And this is, people need to take this very seriously. You need to decide, what side are you on? Because any corporations in this world that are not speaking out about this right now, they're in on it. This is one of the biggest scandals, or should be, excuse me, of our time. This should be something that every single mainstream media outlet is speaking about. Child pornography. Child pornography in your faces. Every single media outlet should be talking about whether Lotta Volkova, the Balenciaga stylist, is fit to continue being their stylist. Every single mainstream media outlet should be telling you to reevaluate your decisions to support these people. And yet they haven't said a word. And they won't. Because the same people that fund Balenciaga and fund them to keep doing this are the same people that are funding the media that isn't telling you that right now people are dying in China, that isn't telling you that Klaus Schwab and co. want to do it to you, that isn't telling you about all the laws that are passing to make it possible for them to do it to you. The people have to save themselves. No corporation, no so-called leader is coming to save us, and the only way is through mass awakening. So I want to thank everyone that's watched this today. Share this information with everyone. Share InfoWars with everyone. Share Z-Media with everyone. If you're not in my Telegram, I provide regular news updates around the clock. Z-Media is the address you need to go to with three E's. And again, I'm so grateful for everyone standing on the right side of freedom right now, on the right side of truth, on the right side of history. Every single one of you is a hero. Don't ever forget it. These people are lunatics. They want to harm you. And the world needs to know about it. And you, the person watching, plays the most crucial role in that. Thank you for joining me today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.